The day the wind changed. Once upon a time, on a hill far away, lived some people who forgot how to play. They forgot how to laugh, they forgot how to sing, and they did the same things every day. The sun was always bright, and the sky was always blue, and seldom a cloud floated by. The gardens grew up tall and gave food enough for all, and birds sang in trees way up high. The birds were never heard and the sky was never seen, for the people worked so hard to keep things clean. The town was so tidy and the houses were so neat, and everything was perfect on each street. The moon and stars were bright every single night, but the people never saw such a heaven. They had dinner at 5, washed their dishes by 6, and were tucked in bed by 7. As the sun shone away on another perfect day, it called the wind to say, "They are so busy cleaning with their noses to the ground, they don't see the beauty all around. They must do something different. They must do something new to help get a different point of view. And you know what to do." Said the wind, "Something different can be arranged." And that was the day the wind changed. It blew very cold and blew very strong, and soon there were dark clouds in the sky. Snowflakes began to fall and covered one and all, and the people were afraid they would die. They felt very cold and were grumpy as can be, and they hid in their houses all day. But a girl named Hope, who was different, so they say, went out in her garden to play. She bunched up some snow and made a little ball. When it rolled on the ground, it grew. She bunched up some more and was having lots of fun, and soon she had quite a few. She called to her friends, "Come along and play. We can make snowballs all day. If we make lots of balls and roll them all around, there'll be less snow left on the ground." So the children followed Hope and frolicked in the snow and pushed lots of balls along.
Push.
Then they noticed something strange as they pushed and pushed and pushed. Something was very, very wrong.
Uh-oh.
They were pushing up the hill, and they knew if they let go, the balls would roll back down. They would pick up speed and get bigger as they rolled and damage all the houses in the town. "What can we do?" they shouted out loud. Then young Hope knew just what to say. She called to the grown-ups who were hidden in their homes and said,
"Won't you come out and play?"
They came to their windows and peeked outside and cried, "How will we keep warm? When everything is frozen, everything is cold. We'll never survive the storm." The wind heard their cries and howled through the town with a fierce and furious roar. It blew very hard and picked up some snow, which landed at every door. "Come on out," roared the wind. "Have courage, be brave. Your lives are in danger if you hide. The children need your help to save the town." And with that, every door opened wide. Wearing hats and coats, scarves and gloves, and boots upon their feet, all the people yelled, "We're on our way!" and went out on every street. They ran up the hill to see Hope and her friends standing high above the town, where they held the balls with all their might so they wouldn't roll back down. When the grown-ups joined the children and started to push, they grunted really loud. They got nice and warm and started to laugh. and forgot about the snow and the cloud. For they saw the dilemma of pushing snow uphill. It was silly and very, very daft. But they knew it must be done, so they made it fun. And they laughed and laughed and laughed. They kept on pushing the balls up the hill, and with a final heave, they were on top. They yelled out,
"Yay!"
and gave everyone a hug, and the laughter just wouldn't stop. They stacked the balls up high, way up to the sky, and made a big snow wall along the ground. Inside it was warm, so they laughed and sang and danced,
la, 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 la,
while the wind blew around and around. The sun heard the laughter and heard the people singing and called to the wind as it blew. "They have done something different. They have done something new. Now you know what to do." Said the wind to the sun, "They're having so much fun. I'll help them with their play." So the wind changed direction. It blew warm and fresh and blew the clouds far away. The sun came shining through and the snow began to melt, and the people danced home with delight. Soon the grass was green and flowers were in bloom, and the town was a very pretty sight. Snowflakes turned to rain and became a gentle shower that washed away all the snow. Then, with help from the sun beaming brightly up above, the raindrops made a rainbow. Water from the snow on top of the hill slowly trickled on down. It carried the memory of the laughter and the songs while it watered all the gardens in the town. The gardens were more beautiful than ever before, and the people's lives were rearranged. Now every day they do something different, something new, for they'll not forget the day the wind changed. And that was just the beginning.